Normally, it's not in our control how much we can earn. You are running a shop, how much you're going to make your business is not in your control. How much Allah sends, customers come, you make profit, there aren't any losses involved, etc. So much you get. You are working for somebody, your wage is fixed also. So much wages you are getting. Your salary, it's difficult to get more than that. You do two jobs, maybe that's also not enough. You can't go and do three, four, five jobs. How much are you going to work? So to get income is not really in our control. But our expenses is in our control. That how much we spend, that is in our control. And you just control your expenses. That's all you have to do. Whatever you are earning, and you control your expenses, you stay within your budget. And then inshallah, you will never have a problem. People who don't control their expenses, they are always mentally also, they've got a problem. And then many start taking loans also. And today is a serious situation where you are offered interest-bearing loans. And that kills a person. That totally destroys a person. The minute he takes an interest-bearing loan, just the sin of it will destroy him. And then you can't make ends meet. You can't pay up on time. And many people get killed for this also. When they start taking loans and they can't pay, meet their expenses, and they suffer terribly, lot of other things also, they suffer in their lives. So as far as possible, don't take loans at all. Even if it is not interest-bearing, even if it is from a good person, but the greatest thing is try your best not to take a loan. And if you do take a loan, but the firm intention of paying it, Allah will help you. But if you keep your expenses under control, you won't have to take a loan also. Sometimes it happens. You want to buy a fridge, for example. You haven't got the money to pay for it. One option is you take a loan, you buy the fridge, you pay the person off in 6 months, in 1 year or something. Another option is you save for 6 months and then you go and buy the fridge. You didn't take any loan from anyone. And you got your fridge also. You'll have to go through a little difficulty during that period. But you'll find at the end you get a lot of rahat. Together with this, another great principle that has been taught to us, that as far as dunya's matters are concerned, don't look at those who are more higher than you. That is another thing that we fall into. Ourselves also, and more than us, when we get married, our wives, they also want, and more than for ourselves, we want it for our children. Other people's children are enjoying with this toy, they are doing this, they are doing that. Our children got nothing. So you feel for your children, and because of that, you go into some expenses. So if you control yourself there, and you don't look at how the other people are living, how your brothers are living, your sisters are living, the wife looks at her brothers, her sisters, etc. You don't look at that, and you look at those who are underprivileged. Those who haven't even got little bit of what you got, and you make shukr on that. Then inshallah, you won't even feel that sadness in your heart. There are so many people who haven't got the basics of life also. So if we keep our eyes on them, we won't feel sad and left out at all. But if we keep our eyes on those people who got a lot of in this dunya, and all this is to test us. The rich are tested in their wealth, the poor are tested in their poverty. And this all Allah gives, brings about this situation as an imtihan and a test. And in all this, if we look at the lives of our elders, our pious people, that how they live, then we will find, it will become easy for us also. But if we don't look at their lives, and we just want to live it up according to the environment, wherever we are living, whichever country, whichever place, then we will find it very hard. But when we see, read how much sabr they made, with what difficulties they passed their days, and then at the end, how Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. And the real end is akhirat. What and what? If we keep our eyes, one thing is also very important, that always Allah give us all tawfiq, we keep our eyes that our actual object of life is the akhirat and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, when a person, and this muzakara, reminder, we have to have all the time. Otherwise, a person forgets that akhirat is our object. We make dunya our object. We forget Allah's pleasure is our object. We make our nafs our object. This happens just like a person who opens a shop to earn, to feed himself, his family, live a nice life. No problem. He does it in a halal, jais way. His niyat is also good. He's in a very big ibadah. But if we become unmindful that actually all this is, we are living for akhirah, for Allah's pleasure. If we forget that and we make now business our object, then this person finishes himself up making money and he doesn't want to spend the money also. The love of money will come so much. And you ask him, why you made money? To live a comfortable life. Now comfort of life is taken away. You are just making money all the time. Day and night you are just busy making money. And for what you are making money, that also you forgot. So may Allah let us realize this. And this golden principle that we try and keep our control, our expenses, that person won't have a problem. And if we observe that, and for that, don't look at the people who are above us in dunya, look at those who have got less than us. And in deeni matters, look at those who are more than us, and we also will make more ibadah, we'll also have more tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, and we'll also guide ourselves, and for that ta'aleem in the house, to make the mind, the zahin of the wife, the children, all this goes in together. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله